We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon, everybody. It is good to be with you. Beautiful day outside. Wild one. You know who didn't get to go outside and enjoy the beautiful day?
Would have been a beautiful day.
It's Chris Ketz from Channel 9. Hello, jury duty Ketz.
I fought the law and the law won. That's how you begin this segment. Let the record reflect. I did not fight the law, and the law always wins.
That is correct.
Can I ask you a question, dear? Because by my math, you were in the Johnson County Courthouse 8 hours today.
It was a full day, yeah.
Pray tell, were they doing?
This is a murder case that is just now beginning in Johnson County from a case that goes back to early January of 2018. And because of the pandemic, there's been a backlog of these kinds of cases. And also because of, I think, COVID protocols, the last thing you want to do if you're the judge in a situation like this is begin a case and then have a juror or two or three come down with symptoms and then test positive. And then what do you do? And as a result, they went, usually I think there are two alternates. They went with four alternates for this particular case, which is a good idea. But the last thing you want in a situation like this is, again, for people coming down with COVID and sick, they can no longer serve their duty as a juror.
Are you a juror or an alternate?
I'm neither.
What?
Were you kicked out?
I never even got into the courtroom, honey.
What did you do for 8.5 hours?
That's what I don't understand.
Sat in a very uncomfortable chair with about 100 other of my fellow Johnson Countyans as we watched a Zoom screen on the second floor in the jury assembly room of the Johnson County Courthouse in Olathe. Watched the judge go through fairly customary pretrial.
Right. Yes. Can you be impartial? If you've seen this in the news, can you keep an open mind?
Voir dire process began when you have lawyers on both sides asking prospective jurors. But that was the questioning, essentially. Can you be impartial?
Chris, this is
The prosecution, though, made a point of asking jurors, have you ever watched CSI? Mm-hmm. On TV and making the point that real life is nothing like it is on TV.
At any point during the jury selection proceedings, did you hear this?
Want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Was that ever said in court?
Not even close.
You know, my dream in life is to get into court and scream that at a judge, because judges love it when you're goofy in their courtroom.
Oh, yeah, judges love it when they get screamed at by it.
In all seriousness, honey, I can't believe you were there 8 hours and never even got into the box to be questioned about anything.
But part of this is it's a process and you don't know where it's going to go. And I think just to be on the safe side, they try to get more people than they need, more people than they're going to use, certainly. But just to be on the safe side, especially, and again, with COVID still out there, sure. I think that does kind of change everything a little bit.
Did you make friends?
Did not.
You just straight ahead, head down.
Straight ahead. Yeah. I did sit in the front row of the jury assembly room.
Wait. Were you guys under orders that you couldn't even exchange pleasantries?
No, but everybody had a mask on, and we're all strangers, and so, you know, it's kind of how it went.
You didn't stand up and go, he's guilty!
I did not do that. No, I did not.
Did you think about it?
No, I did not. No, I wasn't.
I'll tell you this. He takes his role as a juror very seriously. Yes, it is your civic duty.
It's your civic duty. That's right.
Did you get paid?
$25 plus mileage.
Damn.
Someone's going to Arby's tonight.
That's Channel 9 kind of money. Wow.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get chosen. You know how 25? Much I want to be on a jury.
Hang on.
I know you do. I know you do. But I you know, I'll tell you something. Sitting there being oh so close to sitting on a jury, especially in a case of this magnitude, I found myself sitting in that jury assembly room thinking, God, do I want that kind of responsibility on my shoulders?
Sure, in a murder trial, you're absolutely right, Chris. My mom was a juror in a very serious trial. She said it was the worst 2 weeks of her life.
Simmer down, Kojak. I mean, you weren't that close. You didn't even get into the courtroom.
Well, that's true. Well, I was closer than I've ever been. Let's put it that way.
Did you hear these three words, move to strike?
I did not. No, I did not. Honey, this day was, compared to what you see in the movies on TV, this would have been a huge disappointment for you.
Well, that's not what we want to hear.
I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what's going on.
Chris,
that's the truth.
If this makes you feel any better about sitting in the front row, so you can't even observe the strange human behavior going on around you.
The front row of the jury assembly room, let the record reflect. I was not in the courtroom.
Correct. You were in a side room watching everything on a Zoom.
I was across the hall watching a big screen.
Right.
Yes.
I just want to let you know, for every hour that you sat in that room staring straight ahead, minding your own business, you were paid $2.94.
We haven't calculated mileage yet, though.
No, that's right. That's right. We have not.
Far from where we live. And, honey, to make you feel worse, you were sitting in that room twice as long as I ever work for the last 11 years.
Well, that's good to know.
What were you paid per mile? 33 cents?
I don't even know what it is, honestly.
Let's make it a cool 50. Okay, because
it ain't going to be 50.
Gas prices.
That changes everything, then.
So you made $6 in gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, Chris. So that's $31.
Pretty exciting life I lead, huh?
Divided by 8.5.
And now Laura has to read us their news.
Sorry, you got to bump to 364 an hour.
It'll be Laura and Haley tonight, yes. So you're in good hands.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get chosen.
Did you want to be?
Here's the thing. I would have, if I had been called into the jury room or into the courtroom, I'm sorry. If I had been called into the courtroom I would have identified who I was, not that they didn't know, but just wanted to make sure, maybe they don't watch TV. I don't know, but I would have said who I was. This is a case that we reported on when it happened.
Yeah.
And I also would have, just in the spirit of full disclosure, this is a case of domestic violence, and I would have brought up the fact that I have an association with the good people at Hope House, and have had that association for the better part of 30 plus years, including sitting on their board, and I've been part of a couple of their capital campaigns in the past. So I would have brought all of that up. And
you would have been stricken from the jury.
You would have been, because the original call, Chris, came in as a domestic disturbance. You know that.
Right, right. But you would have, but at that point, you be truthful and then let the court and the process play out. So that's how I approached it. So.
You would have never ended up on the jury. How many times then, while you were sitting in that room next door, were you thinking to yourself, why am I here?
No, I never thought about that. But I will say this: there are two trials going on this week in Johnson County. There's this one, and apparently there's a trade secret trial that is set to last a couple of weeks. This one may last a week, but something about trade secrets—that's all I know.
When they dismissed you from the murder case, did you say you were still available for the trade secrets?
I did not. Did not.
Oh.
Did not. No, I filled out my questionnaire. I filled out my sheet that says I was where I was for as long as I was, and then walked out and texted Dana, and here I am.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get picked, but I'll see you tonight.
I will.
Thank you for being willing to do your civic duty.
Yes.
We should, when called upon, do our civic duty.
That's right. Yes. All right, Chris. Yeah. Always good to talk to you, buddy.
Later.
All right, be well.
Okay.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I have to ask, for $25, how many people could take off for 8 hours and never go into the room before the room that you get into the room to even be asked questions as a juror?
I think
that is a tall order.
Yes.
For a lot of people listening.
For Chris.
Eight hours?
See, you guys have grown children, and so that's not a factor. Chris could easily call into work and say, hey, I need Haley Harrison to read the news tonight. I'm not going to make it.
And he gets paid.
That's right. No big deal. This is why, one of many reasons why I rail against the jury system in America. This is one of many reasons. For Chris Katz, it's not a sitting in a room for 8.5 hours knowing you're not going to be picked is a pain in the neck, I'm sure. But for him to get the day off work.
It's not a financial hardship. It's not.
No.
It's more of an inconvenience.
You don't have to scramble for daycare, you know, because your kids are older. But for the average Joe.
No way.
Jury duty is a pain in the ass.
No way. But do they have to pay you for it? I mean, your boss?
Yes.
Your boss has to pay you.
Is required by law to pay you to report for jury duty, and if you are selected, your job, I believe, is
protected. Your job is protected, but I don't think that means they have to pay you. Look at the O.J. Simpson jurors. We're gone for 9 months.
It's ridiculous.
So if you're a small business owner, you're going, look, I'm sorry, A, he's guilty, and B,
That's when you stand up.
These widgets don't make themselves.
Right. That's when you stand up and do something to get yourself kicked off the jury.
That's when you scream, he's guilty!
He's guilty! I knew it all along! I hate OJ! I don't even like football!
I will also say this, and maybe we'll take some calls on this. I know Chris well enough to know it's not easy for it, and he would have done a great job as a juror. But in a murder, this was a husband accused of murdering his wife.
No.
It is not easy to sit down and listen to those details and look at those photos and then sit in judgment of your fellow citizen.
Right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. We'll take a handful of calls on this if you guys want to weigh in. You're welcome to. 913-586-7798. Dana, I'm Scott here on KMBZ. /7486 asks us a question on the text line. Check that. Wasn't that number? Have you guys, it was 1908, have you guys never been called for jury duty? I've been called 3 times for jury duty. And each time I phone the court and I say I'm a member of the media, to which I am told every time, don't even bother showing up.
Okay, I hate that because I would never call and try to wiggle out of my civic duty by telling them that what I do for a profession might be problematic. I have only been called and shown up once, and they immediately dismiss me because I'm a member of the media.
I wasn't wiggling out. I was saving them the trouble.
Why, if you're a member of the media, does that automatically disqualify you from being a juror? I would think it would make you incredibly qualified because you're kind of used to seeing all sides of things and you know how the system works. But maybe they don't want jurors who know how the system works.
Well, now, I should correct myself. I call them and I say I'm a member of the media. The Kansas City Current would take an issue with me calling myself a member of the media.
Correct.
However, the reason is because chances are you are familiar with the story.
Yes. Or do you know Steve Howe? Yes.
Yeah, and chances are you know some of the major players. For example, if we were seated, if let's say you and I lived in Kansas City, Missouri, okay, and we were asked to sit on a jury in Jackson County Court, well, we both know the prosecutor. And so, or in Platte County, we both know
guilty.
The prosecutor.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, do you know the prosecutor, Eric Zond? Yes, I know him very well.
I think Chris would make an outstanding juror. I don't think he ever would have been chosen, but I also think it would have really, really troubled him what is alleged to have happened in this particular case.
Yes. Let's go to Dina in Kansas City. Dina, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to relay. I've had a similar situation with Chris. I'm in healthcare, and actually I was a pediatric ICU nurse, and I got called in for a child abuse murder case. They asked if I could, you know, put any biases aside, and I said yes. And I said, I think I would probably be able to lend some educational experience, too. And then all of a sudden, well, the mother was actually representing herself, and she decided she didn't want me. So,
yeah, and I would guess being a pediatric ICU nurse with the things that you have seen or colleagues that you know have seen things, the defense would not have wanted you on that jury.
Right.
Dina, thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Kelly in Lee's Summit. Kelly, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you. Go ahead.
So my experience, it was in Jackson County Court. It was also a murder trial. We were there till 10 o'clock at night. They brought, which I've never had this experience, they brought the entire pool in and interviewed everybody one by one, and they did not dismiss anybody at the time. So you had to sit there the whole time, even though you knew you were going to be dismissed. The parking garage was closing. So the judge was very nice. He kept apologizing and saying, you know, I just really want to get this done today so you don't have to come back tomorrow. So then he realized the parking garage where most people parked was closing. So he said, okay, let's take a break and everybody go move their cars. He even went down to the parking lot behind the courthouse and was directing people. Well, then with, you know, however many 75 cars trying to get out of this parking garage, and the attendant at 7 o'clock was like, see ya, because his time to go home. So they've got all these people backed up. So that ended up taking an hour and a half. And all I could think of, because I'm also in healthcare, was, you know, what if, because we had older people, what if some of these people are diabetic?
Yeah.
We didn't get a dinner break. You know, it was just crazy. So, yeah, that was my best time.
All right, Kelly, thank you for the call. Telephone number 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Story here out of Florida. God. Imagine this. You're driving along the outskirts of a nature preserve, and suddenly you spot something slithering across the ground. But it's not something small that's slithering. It's an 18-foot, 104-pound snake. A trio of python hunters found the snake last week on Highway 41 near Big Cypress National Preserve in South Florida.
No.
Says Josh LeCoy. Immediately as we spotted it, we all screamed and jumped out of the car, said Josh, who's a python hunter and a student at Rollins College near Orlando. Steve grabbed the head of the snake.
Oh!
Jake grabbed the tail. I grabbed the body, he said.
Have you seen the photos?
No, I have not.
Scott, the thing is as long as a school bus.
18 feet
long. It's disgusting.
LeCoy said it took the group over 2 hours of driving before they found the snake. Ironically, hundreds of snake hunters are in Florida participating in the so-called Python Challenge. It is a 10-day competition where people can hunt Burmese pythons, considered an invasive species in Florida.
It's destroying the Everglades. And the one thing I've never seen is what do they do with the pythons once they are caught? It is a competition. Are they killed? My guess is they are killed.
Well, they say hunt.
Listen to this from the Boston Globe. Can the Florida Python Challenge make this invasive species history?
Okay. What happens to Burmese pythons caught in Florida? There we go.
Deer, raccoon, possum, and fox once flocked to the Everglades National Park in South Florida. Nowadays, you're lucky if you can spot one mammal in the area. And to blame for the decline, the Burmese pythons. Because someone bought one at a pet store, Scott.
That's right.
Thought, oh, this is cute. I'm going to take this home. And then it, you know, grew to the size of a car, and they released it, and now here we are.
Last time we talked about Burmese pythons in Florida, we actually got arguments on the text line about how they were brought to Florida. And you're right. They're an invasive species. They are destroying property. Here it is. Burmese pythons were first brought to Florida as exotic pets.
Yep.
They gained a foothold in the Everglades after escaping or being set free by their owners. Their rapid growth is also connected to Hurricane Andrew in 1992 that destroyed a Burmese python breeding facility.
Well, there's that.
Releasing hundreds of snakes into the wild.
God.
By the way, they're killed if they're caught.
Quoting here from professional python hunter Amy Seewee. Yes, I just said that. I love snakes. I hate that we have to do this, but they are changing the entire ecosystem. She is listed as a professional python hunter.
Okay. Do you do it for money? By the way, during the Burmese Python Challenge in Florida, it's a 10-day challenge.
Yeah.
You can get, I think, $2,500.
It's a $25 registration fee. You have to take an online training course. That's gripping. And the hunter who brings back the most wins $2,500.
Yeah, so you don't get paid a lot.
But listen to this, Scott. Last year, participants killed more than 200 pythons. Okay. Look up how many pythons do they believe have invaded either the state of Florida or the Everglades, because this is whack-a-mole, isn't it?
Their estimates are very wide-ranging, between 30,000. I'm going to have to hang on. Let me see what this can't be true about Florida.
Last year, participants killed more than 200.
I see estimates of python populations range from 30,000 to 300,000. That cannot be in Florida. Yep, in the Everglades.
Experts say there has been a 90% decline of animals in the entire area due to pythons. Like, you got a missing small dog, you don't need a pet detective for this one. It's gone. In Florida.
It's probably been swallowed by a Burmese python. Well, the chances are strong, yes.
There's a woman named Donna Khalil that has been hunting pythons professionally since 2017. She has killed more than 670. This is a full-time job for some people in Florida. They're professional python hunters.
Okay.
Okay.
It is perfectly legal in the state of Florida to kill a Burmese python on site. There is absolutely no laws against it.
Throughout her career, Siwi has suffered from many python bites and says she doesn't recommend it. Quoting here, it's like a warm knife going through butter. Pythons, while not venomous, have hundreds of teeth that are razor sharp. Her largest was 17 feet and 110 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
And as much as we hate reporting on this, we would be remiss if we do not. A three-year-old girl, this is from the Kansas City Star, a three-year-old girl was left in a hot car and died over the weekend, according to authorities in Missouri. The Carthage, Missouri Police Department responded to a call about an unresponsive person at 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday, according to Lieutenant Eric Miller. Officers say they found a toddler unresponsive in a hot vehicle. Temperatures in Carthage, Missouri hit 94 degrees late last week. The girl was taken to a local hospital and then later airlifted to a hospital in Joplin. The girl died from her injuries on Saturday over the weekend. No arrests have been made. The investigation is ongoing. By the way, Carthage is 155 miles south of Kansas City. Vehicles are known to heat up quickly when left in the sun. Duh. Temperatures inside of a vehicle left in 95-degree heat can reach 116 degrees within 1 hour. This child was left in the car.
Do we know if it was left or became trapped in? Because the last death that we talked about, sadly, 1 week ago, the child had climbed into the car. Parents didn't know it. Kid was either playing.
It doesn't
say. We don't know.
No, it doesn't say.
Because those are two very different things.
Anyway, and by the way, we read you that story in large part because it's a tragedy, of course, but also because it's from the state of Missouri. I can't tell you how many of these stories we have passed that we have just said, you know, that one is in South Carolina or that one is in Florida. Let's not. It's just going to bring the audience down. It's going to make everybody upset. This one is closer to home, and so we thought it worth at least a mention on the radio today.
It's the second child around here in the last week.
Yeah. It defies logic. I mean, 30 years ago, when these things started popping up in the news with more and more frequency, I'm like, okay, you know, awful, tragic, I can't even imagine it, worst nightmare possible. You would think that people would get this figured out.
Okay, but listen, Scott, I always go to the local newspaper, and this is from the Springfield News Leader, and I understand that's not where she was in the car, that's where she was taken, okay? According to the police chief today, investigators estimate the girl was in the car for a little over an hour before family members discovered her. So I want everyone to remember that. This doesn't have to be 8 hours for a death to occur. Mm-hmm. This child was in that car, they believe, a little over an hour before a family member discovered her. While they don't know how hot the car was, when officers arrived at the scene, the doors had been opened, the girl had been removed, and the high temperature on Friday was 94 degrees. The chief says at this time, they think the girl climbed into the car by herself, but the investigation is ongoing. If that is true, that is the second time in a week we have talked about this around here where a child crawls into a car, either playing, going back to retrieve a toy or juice, or thinks the sibling is in there. We had a listener call in. Child at one point thought the car they were getting into was the family's car. It wasn't. It was a car that looked like the family's car. The reason I remind everybody this is that if your child is missing even for 10 minutes, police are now saying the first place you look is the trunk, the car, the pool if you have one.
Yeah.
Those three things right out of the gate. Don't wait. Go look in the car.
The other one more recently was in Scranton, Kansas.
That's right.
Just south of Topeka. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. He is Sam. Her name is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. A lot of updates on stories that we've been bringing you for a number of weeks or months. This one's from the Kansas City Star, and it was posted just a little while ago. A seventh teenager has now been charged in Johnson County Juvenile Court in connection with the killing of 19-year-old Marco Cardino in Black Bob Park in Olathe. The 17-year-old Kansas City resident was charged in late July, it turns out, with first-degree felony murder in the fatal shooting of Cardino of Smithville. This occurred on March 14th, you may recall. Yeah. The teen appeared in court earlier today and pleaded not guilty. The teen's attorney was not available for comment. Six other teenagers, four 14-year-olds and two 13-year-olds, have also been charged with felony murder in juvenile court. The six teens allegedly lured Cardino to Black Bob Park with the plan to rob him during a marijuana deal, according to court documents. One of those teenagers has pleaded guilty. The others have pleaded not guilty, and that 14-year-old will be sentenced on September 14th. Seven teenagers have now been charged in connection with that murder at Black Bob Park. A 17-year-old, four 14-year-olds, and two 13-year-olds. Good God in heaven. Kansas City has received $5 million in a federal grant funding to support critical and transformational improvements along Highway 71, according to the mayor. He announced that today. The changes will be made from 85th Street north to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Kansas City, Missouri. And Karen's out there. Her name has been disparaged. Story here from the New York Post. Who said only superheroes could have their own action figures? The Karens of the world can now rejoice as their difficult-to-digest persona now comes in the form of a toy. The K name has been co-opted to call out many a white lady with a bone to pick, spurring plenty of put-downs like calm down, Karen.
A bone to pick and spurring? Wow.
Karens often demand to speak to the manager and act entitled beyond the scope of what is normal, but Pennsylvania-based toy company Namespace has unveiled plans to produce an action figure.
All right. Okay.
An action figure depicting Karen.
Is she asking to speak to the manager?
The action figure will be sold alongside an overworked Joe the Manager action figure for the Bob Cut action figure to hurl insults at. Okay.
Wow.
Good talk.
Okie dokie.
Good talk.
Guests visiting SeaWorld were apparently stunned to find the Orlando, Florida-based park overflowing with garbage. Isn't that where your parents took you?
We went to Marine World, which was the knockoff of SeaWorld.
Where's Marine World?
Biloxi. And Hurricane Katrina took care of it.
Oh, Marine World is not around anymore. I'm not laughing.
They did open up the cages or tanks before Katrina hit, and those dolphins were never seen again. Bye-bye. We're out.
Isn't that the one where you thought you were supposed to go up and play with the dolphins?
Yes, they chose
me.
And
some other chick.
And some other stupid girl took my spot, and I was 5 years old.
And back to our topic about grudges.
Boy, I tell you.
Carry on.
What good is a grudge if you can't hold on to it? Man. Customers at SeaWorld took to social media to document the mess, which included discarded cups, empty beer cans, crushed soda cans, used masks piling up across the park. One user tweeted a photo of the self-serve soda fountain in the lounge, which was littered with heaps of melting ice and soda cups.
Ew.
Man, what a mess. It is unclear if the mess was due to staffing shortages linked to the pandemic or if employees were just overwhelmed by booming theme park attendance. Oh, speaking of staffing issues, I went to the drugstore down the street from, we were talking about drugstores last week on the show.
And the reason there are no more 24-hour drugstores and all of the burglaries lately at local drugstores.
Well, the drugstore at the corner down the street from my house had a sign up on Saturday that said, closing at 6 due to staffing.
Yeah. Your drugs somewhere else.
6 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep. I can't believe they're open that late.
Normally open till, I believe, 9 o'clock.
Would you want to work till 9 p.m. with all the burglaries lately? I wouldn't.
I couldn't believe it. Closing at 6 due to staffing. That's what the sign read right there at the as you walk in. I'm like, my God. I mean, the cush drugstore job when we were kids.
Yep.
I mean, you want to talk about guaranteed easy money. It was up there with Worlds of Fun when we were kids working at the drugstore. Will that be all, Mrs. Rodriguez?
Right.
You have a good weekend, too. Bye-bye. And a swimmer was found dead today, Dana. Another is missing after leaping from the Jaws Bridge at Martha's Vineyard.
No!
That was featured in pivotal scenes in Steven Spielberg's shark thriller from 1975. The pair was among four friends who were reported missing while swimming just before 11:30 last night, according to the Coast Guard. Quoting here from a Coast Guard spokesperson, thankfully, two of them were recovered fairly quickly, no injuries. We searched through the night for the other two, aged 21 and 27. The body of one was found at 6:30 this morning. They are still searching for the other
jumper. God, that is sad. Have you also seen lately the number of deaths from the... Do you call it cave jumping? What do you call it, Sam, when you're young, you're cliff in your 20s, jumping. You're a man? Yes.
Cliff jumping.
Yeah. Cliff jumping. Sorry,
wait,
not
only
caves.
A man?
Cliffs. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. No woman ever has died
true.
Jumping
that
off
is-
of it. Oh, my gosh. This has been in the news like 30 times in the last 2 months. It is always the 24-year-old boy. I told my kids the other day, you're not going to the lake again. Not until you're 28. You have a fully developed brain.
Now the fully developed brain's at 28?
The needle's moving.
Boy, has it ever.
Or girl.
Unlikely. You want to jump off a cliff? No. Said every woman you ever asked.
You've lost your marbles. Quick break for the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.